Hey, greeting sisters. Us sisters are back to share some encouraging scripture verses. I'm going to share on It Is Written. And the other sisters, you can share what you're going to share about.
Yeah, I'm going to share scriptures on holy and holiness. It's a big subject, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm going to share some on proof.
Nice.
That just caught my attention earlier.
Awesome. Do you want to start on the ones on prove then?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So the first one is Exodus 16:4. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them, whether they will walk in my law or no. Then Exodus 20:20, and Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And then Deuteronomy 8:16, Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And 1 Kings 10:1, And when the queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. Psalm 17:3, Thou hast proved mine heart, thou hast visited me in the night, thou hast tried me, and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. And Psalms 26:2, Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. Psalm 66:10, For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Romans 12:2, And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. 2 Corinthians 13:5, Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? And 1 Thessalonians 5:21, this is one that we use a lot. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good.
Amen. Amen.
I was thinking about proving and how the Lord proves us and how we need to prove all things. And it's all about a purifying of ourselves, purifying of our lives, testing ourselves,
making sure
we're in his word, in his will,
right.
Born of his spirit.
Amen. I wanted to say in there, you just said the word prove. You just said the word test. Test yourself. So those listening, you can look it up in the Hebrew and the Greek. Prove is to test and to discern, examine, scrutinize. So that kind of helps give you a deeper meaning on what prove is. Yeah, that's awesome. We need to be focusing on that.
I was looking at a few verses on try. It's the same word, I think, in James 1:3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You know, it goes along with endurance.
It does.
And 1 Peter 4:12, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Yeah, that's good to remember, you know, when you're going through trials, it's just this process of testing and proving and trying who we are, basically, and if we're going to endure, and pruning off all the things that shouldn't be there, and it's good.
It is, and God will reveal it to us. If we're seeking, we can ask him, you know, search my heart, see if there's any iniquity within me, so we prove and test and try ourselves, yeah. And everything that's in our life, whether we should be doing it or not, yeah, and examining it, yeah. We need to walk in that every day, because Satan is a great master deceiver, and he's going to be disguising things in every form, in every fashion, yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, but That's why everything in our life needs to be held up to the word of God, because no deception of Satan can stand against that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
As long as it is written, scriptures you're going to read will.
Exactly. You said what I was thinking. Yeah. Yeah. Sister Kyle, did you want to read yours then?
Okay, sure.
Nice.
I guess I've got quite a few because it's such a huge
subject. I was thinking, like, how did you just pick? I mean, you could be like, there all day reading all of them. It's hard to pick, isn't it?
Yeah, there's like over 500 scriptures on it, but yeah. So it's holy, it's like sacred, blameless, set apart, as we know, and it's the same word as saint, so that's obviously a big clue there that we're meant to be holy, and, you know, it's such a big difference thinking of us as holy and saints rather than just big old sinners, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I'm going to start with this scripture. Yeah, because we know God is holy. 1 Peter 1:13-16. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's going to go along with your scripture. You might have, it is written. And then sometimes I like looking in the Old Testament of where it is written. And I've got Leviticus 19:2. Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to read some various scriptures. Psalms 33:20-21. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name.
Yeah.
Psalm 97:12. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. I love thinking about that, giving thanks because of his holiness when we remember it.
Amen.
Psalm 99:2-3 and 5. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Psalm 111:9. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant for ever. Holy and reverend is his name.
I love that.
Yeah. No. So Isaiah 6:1-3. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Yeah, just reading these scriptures really lifts up the Lord and his holiness.
Oh, it does.
It makes us see how small we are, even though we strive to be holy, obviously, right. Yeah. Keep going. Isaiah 57:15. But thus saith the high and lofty one, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also, that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. That's awesome to think about too.
Oh, yeah.
Ephesians 1:12-13. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Yeah, getting into the New Testament, thinking about the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, the new birth, and then we're going to desire holiness.
Amen.
Romans 11:16. But if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. Hey, that reminds me of John 15 about, is it? Yeah, about the vine.
Abiding in him, yeah.
Abiding in Christ, yeah. Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Colossians 1:21-23. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled, in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. That's awesome. Holy, unblameable, mm-hmm. and unreprovable. Such a high calling.
Right,
1 Peter 2:5-9. I'm just trying to, there's so many to read that I'm just going through these.
Oh, yeah, go.
Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. It's such a hot a picture that's getting, that we're seeing here about the difference between sin, the world, and God's people.
Mm-hmm.
Set apart, peculiar, holy nation, holy priesthood. Yeah. 1 Peter 3:4-5, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Just that one in there for women. Holy women of old, and they can be good examples to us. Okay, Revelation 4:8, my last scripture. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. That's awesome.
It is, yeah.
Our God is holy, so let us be holy also.
Amen. Yeah, and we can do that through him, because by his grace, by his power, by his strength, we can strive for that, yeah.
Yeah, feeding on his holy word, and there's so many, also, it's a holy calling, and there's all sorts of other scriptures I couldn't get, but, yeah.
Right, so if we prove and test all things in our lives, we can be reaching for that holiness that we're commanded to have through him. I love that.
Amen.
Yeah. And then through the scriptures, it is written. The scriptures are written. So I'm going to go on and read about it is written. Sometime I want to do Thus Saith the Lord. I hadn't even looked to see how many there were, but I thought that would be a good one too. But let's do it is written. And I was just thinking about how important the written word is, because we have the scriptures. It's written for us. And we're like extremely blessed to have that, the precious word of God. And I wanted to start off with Exodus 31:18. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him up upon Mount Sinai, two tablets of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. And so it's a nice way to start this out thinking about that, because the written word, if you think about it, it's evidence and proof of something. And I was also thinking here, I'll give us an example. Deuteronomy 24:1. When a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it can come to pass. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time reading. When a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. Now, I'm not focusing on the content of that scripture. I'm just saying, written things are very important, and for us as saints of God, the scriptures being written for us is, it's a wonderful gift. And we also see today, in this culture, documents. We have so many legalities in this life that we're to follow through in the laws of the land unless it has a sin. And so we can see the enormity of things being written. And so now today we have the written word of God that never changes, because we can change our mind and we can change our thoughts, but you can't change the written word of God. And even if you try to change a document, there's probably proof of it somewhere. But the word of God is, it was, it's not going to change. We can count on that. So that's pretty comforting. So I'm just going to read one more from the Old Testament, and then I've got some from the New Testament. Isaiah 65, 5 and 6. Which say, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense into their bosom. And Matthew 2, 4 and 5. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. Matthew 4, 3 and 4. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'll just stop on this one real quick. I know probably smiles when you hear that one, because that's such a big one. It's one that Christians can stand on and grab a hold of and remember. We live by every word out of the mouth of God. When you're testing and proving things, when you're striving to be holy, we can do it through the word of God and stand on that. Matthew 11, 9 and 10. But what went ye out for to see, a prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before me. Matthew 21, 13. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Matthew 26, 24. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Yeah, so as I read these, you know, it's written, it's writing about what had already previously been written, and now we're reading after the fact too, so I love the written word of God. Mark 1, 2. As it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Mark 14, 27. And Jesus saith unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. Romans 1, 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 3, 4. God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. I still have a handful of them left. Romans 3, 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 9, 33. As it is written, behold, I lay in Sion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Just a few more. Romans 15, 33 and 4. For even Christ pleased not himself, but, as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. I love that one. Kind of sums up what we're doing right here on It Is Written, but I got a couple more. In 1 Corinthians 1:19, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Yeah, so that one right there, it's written, going to destroy the wisdom of the wise with the written word of God. Galatians 3:10, for as many are as of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. And I know you're probably wondering if I'm going to read this. I'm going to wrap it up with this one. One of the first ones Sister Kyle read on hers, 1 Peter 1:16. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So that's a good way to end that one.
Amen. That's awesome.
That's a, That's a good one to test ourselves to to prove ourselves, yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, it's very interesting seeing all the quotes from the Old Testament in the New. And
it is.
I was thinking again about Matthew 4, you know, how Satan used Scripture, and that's today we have people using Scripture, but then, you know, Jesus said, it is written again. So using, you have to use all of the Scripture.
Amen. Not just part of it. You can't just use one little piece of the written. You got to use the whole thing, the whole context of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, you're right. Satan trying to grab it and use it. And we have all the deceivers that Jesus warned us about, antichrists, the people who are workers of Satan, trying to twist it and distort it and deceive. He's a master deceiver, a father of lies. Taking the written word of God, removing the holiness from it, trying to get people not to prove or test it and just believe it so he can deceive them. We don't want that.
No.
Right.
Well, no.
Well, that was encouraging. Maybe, Lord willing, if he gives us more days, I'm looking forward to doing another one. We can start thinking about what that will be. I mean, the topics are endless on this, and I just want to say this, you know, it's a simple thing to do. To do a word search in the scriptures, for anybody listening, I'm just encouraging you to do this. You know, you just take one word, put it in there, and read the scriptures on it. And it kind of, instead of just you reading the passages and everything, that's awesome too. There's many different ways you could study the scriptures. But to do the word search and read them like this, it kind of cements it in. And it gives you a bigger, well-rounded picture. So we encourage people to do that. And that's why the sisters are doing it. To encourage you, show you how easy it is to do and how edifying it is. So
like especially with a phone these days, it's so much quicker, easier, and you know we'll be very responsible for how we've used it.
You're going right where I was thinking. To whom much is given, much will be required. Both of you sisters agree we have much required of us today because we have many things at our fingertips that they didn't have back then. We have the whole written word of God. We have many tools that help us to be able to share it, to learn it, right?
Oh, amen.
Yes, so we
want to... going to a concordance, being able to study deeper at the touch of your fingers, that's definitely not something they had. Further back.
Right. Yeah, we'll be held accountable for it. So that's why us sisters want to do the best we can to be sharing these out on the internet that we have available today and doing the best that we can. So, Lord willing, we'll be back again to do this. Hopefully everybody was edified. We love you all in the Lord, and may God be praised.